I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with two organizers from Slow Food Cape Cod about getting worldwide recognition for local shellfish.
Rachel Hutchinson of Brewster has a deep respect for local clams.
So the northern quahog, or our hardshell clam, is a very important species all over Cape Cod. It's been here since Indian times, and so it's one of our kind of level species. It's something that shell fishermen have always had to harvest when there's been booms and busts in all of our other species. The quahog has always been a dominant species for our harvesters, our wild harvesters, as well as our aquaculture industry.
Hutchinson is co-chair of Slow Food Cape Cod, a regional chapter of an international organization working to get what they call good, clean, and fair food to all. She believes the northern quahog epitomizes this kind of eating, and she's also worried that because of climate change, it's in danger.
So our changing climate can affect our whole shellfish industry, because either the change of the temperature of the water will change the assemblages of different algae in the water and will change what species we see here, along with ocean acidification.
Ocean acidification is the most pressing threat, and it's hard for us to understand because you can't see it or feel it or taste it. As most of us know, since the start of the Industrial Revolution, we've been releasing more and more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere by burning fossil fuels. The ocean acts like a sponge, and it absorbs about a quarter of this excess CO2 every year. When CO2 meets H2O, it dissolves and forms something called carbonic acid. Carbonic acid changes the pH of the water and makes it more acidic. Here's why this is a big deal for shellfish.
Shellfish need calcium carbonate to build their shells. And so the more acidic the ocean is, the less calcium carbonate in the water. And so the less calcium carbonate for the shellfish to grow their shells, especially at that larval stage when they need to take calcium carbonate out of the water.
In the mid-2000s, shellfish growers on the West Coast, where ocean acidification is happening faster, started seeing huge die-offs as shellfish larvae struggled to grow and form shells. Researchers identified changing ocean pH as the problem, and now shellfish hatcheries are using lower pH water to raise shellfish for seed before transplanting them onto the more acidic grants. For now, this is working, but unless we change course, the ocean will get ever more acidic, and eventually the shells of adult shellfish on the grants will be at risk too. To try to raise awareness about this issue, Hutchinson and other members of Slow Food Cape Cod nominated the northern quahog and the Wellfleet oyster to the International Slow Food Arc of Taste.
So the Arc of Taste is an initiative from Slow Food to catalog endangered and heritage foods, kind of keep those heirloom varieties of foods going, foods that are endangered or culturally important due to a location. So whether it be a plant, a shellfish, or a product, the ARC is that catalog.
You get the analogy, right? We're in a climate crisis like Noah was. And like Noah, Slow Food is bringing on the animals two by two. Fittingly, Slow Food Cape Cod succeeded last year in getting both the Wellfleet oyster and the northern quahog accepted into the catalog.
They're important products that are sustainable, that are healthy, good for the environment, that people see as a local, culturally, historically important product and something for let's highlighting the region.
Hutchinson admits she doesn't actually eat shellfish. Shh, don't tell anyone. But that hasn't stopped her from fighting to raise awareness about the risks our local species face and their cultural significance. For those of us who do enjoy Wellfleet oysters on the half shell and stuffed clams or clam chowder, Hutchinson's work is not just food for thought, it's a wake-up call. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find links to the Slow Food catalog entries for the Wellfleet oyster and the northern quahog, as well as links to learn more about the relationship between climate change and ocean acidification, right on our website, capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.